This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it isn't really the Good Day program. It's sort of an adjunct to it when we take our hour that comes just for the official talk radio countdown show every week. It's called the Talk Radio Review. I think that was clever, ladies, of me to come up with that, the roundup of our thoughts. The ladies here among us, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug here with the charts for this week, the week of Thanksgiving, and as you can imagine, wowie zowie, Thanksgiving is number 10 on the list. Is here to tell us how she single-handedly prepared food for 140 people on Thanksgiving.
That would be fake news, and I don't try to fake news. No, but I did do almost all the preparations myself this year, which is not unusual. I've done it before. Mm-hmm. But then usually I have help, like, with the cleanup afterwards.
Really?
I was like, people, this is not how it works. Don't you know one cooks and then everybody else helps to clean? But, it was lovely. We had a lovely Thanksgiving. And your friend, it was not only my family, but your friend Fred Dreyer was there. And Larry Elder.
He's always around for a mooching meal.
He actually had such a great time.
He's a good guy. I like the guy. He's fun.
We had about 15, 16 people. It was a nice group.
Whenever, and I don't mean name dropping, because I was at your house last Saturday night for your father's birthday, and it's probably the same crew pretty much that hangs around for Thanksgiving. Fewer of them. Yeah, right. But still, the tone of conversation is about the same, and the amount of food. There's always plenty of food, and that's what Thanksgiving is all about, isn't it? In a manner of speaking, to have the food, enjoy the food, understand where it comes from, understand why you should be appreciative. It should be national holiday for farmers, frankly, because my focus on Thanksgiving.
It's funny. I was talking about that on my local show this week, about especially when it comes to, yes, obviously the produce and stuff, but we think about turkey this time of year, right? And you hear about the hardships that have been happening with the turkey farmers. Apparently there was some avian flu outbreak that we didn't hear much about.
There was. Well, you weren't listening to this program because we talked a lot about it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do here, is talk about things like that that affect your lives. And if you found the either price or the lack of turkeys to be a factor in your Thanksgiving, that was the real deal. That was the real story. And still, Jennifer, if the farmers that grew the turkeys realized on average about, what was it we said, Jay, 6 cents a pound or something, even though it was almost $2 a pound, then the farmers get screwed.
Make, like, nothing from it.
Yeah, right. So why even grow them? Is the question, and then that brings us.
They were saying the fuel costs and the labor costs were also up. So it wasn't just the what we might call like a natural thing with the avian flu, but it was also all those extra things that it costs just to spend more for feed and to move stuff. And it's like, those are the things we don't think about. We just go, why is turkey so dang expensive? And you know, why can't I get what I want? And we should be paying more attention to the people who are doing that.
Absolutely. Here's something that somewhat of a Thanksgiving miracle that certainly belongs in our conversation about Thanksgiving this year. The 4-year-old who was in Denver in the hospital, he had RSV, which is something that we haven't really talked a lot about, respiratory syncytial virus.
It's something right now.
It is, especially out there down in Florida. This 4-year-old was in the hospital for 24 days with this thing. And not unlike what the circumstance is, about 1,000 people in Denver have had this problem and have been hospitalized. It's kind of like going back to some of the pandemic era in terms of numbers who are in hospitals. So Yeah, this is a youngster.
Especially in the pediatric ward.
Yeah.
This little girl's name is Meadow, and RSV isn't anything new. It seems like it's getting a lot of attention more often now. But yeah, it is getting a lot more attention this time, and maybe because everybody's immune system is a little bit more shot from not going out and about for a year or 2 years even.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this little girl, her parents were even saying that she's so super active, and all of a sudden she had a difficult time even staying awake.
Yeah.
It got really bad.
On life support for 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be traumatic on a family not knowing.
Strong little fighter.
Yep. So Meadow Maples is her name. No relation to Marla, probably, but at any rate.
So cute, though, Meadow.
Isn't it? I don't know, that's a very cute name. Meadow Maples.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. It's like when Megan, my daughter, sends me notes now, it's from the three M's because her husband's name is Matthew and their son's name is Miles. So they're the three M's.
Triple M's.
And, yeah, triple M's. And so anyway, her father, Jameson, is now wanting to help other parents be aware of what happens when you get this respiratory problem. You got a runny nose, you're coughing, you have difficulty breathing, there's a fever that goes with it, and you're very fatigued. So if you have that problem or you have somebody around you, child, grandchild, you need to have them checked out.
And I think what makes it a little scary is that they can take a turn really fast with this.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, we were talking at Thanksgiving. She's got two little ones that are 2 and 4, because mostly this is a little kid thing. And
yes, it is.
She was saying what the schools all warn them about is that they want to get them checked right away with this stuff, because most kids are going to be fine. Most kids, it's going to be just the symptoms, and they're going to get through it. But then there's the other kids that take a turn. So they always say it's important to go get them checked and check their oxygen and all that stuff. So it's, man, it's hard to be a parent.
Yep, it is.
To me,
it's good, rewarding, but a lot of things that need to be attended to. All right, so I sort of combined number 10 and number 8 there. Number 7 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine is a focus on crime. And I think the thing that I find of all of the stories this week, this Walmart shooter. There was a kill list that was found in a trash can outside of his home. And I look at this. I think I said something before. I'd actually seen a picture. Young white man. Well, this is a black kid.
Yeah, he's not a white guy.
No, it's not a white guy. This is a Virginia Walmart. So how did you talk about this? You mentioned doing mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, so sometimes a local show doesn't really, or if I were the program director, I'd tell you not to focus on things.
Yeah.
If it's a local show, then you talk about local issues, local happenings, local events, and not, this is trouble with, I'm off on a rant now for a moment, forgive me, but with all this local news stuff, all these stations are going, oh, more local news. It isn't local news. It's all a bunch of crap from what's going on around the country and the world because they're either too lazy or they can't find anything going on. I mean, there's only so much going on, so much that you can talk about, so let's talk about stuff that isn't local. And so, anyway, I don't have that problem in Los Angeles.
I mean,
no.
An entire program with all the stuff going on in Los Angeles, but we do a mix, and kind of the way that I break it up, we have 4 segments an hour. So we have the top and the bottom of the hour. So 0, a 15, a 30, and a 45, basically. And so I always try to do the biggest local stuff at the top and the bottom, and then at the 15 and the 45, that's when we put in, because there is a really big interest on political talk radio for the national politics. So we do that. When there's a shooting like this, it's not wall-to-wall coverage, unless it's in California.
Yeah.
We spent more time with those cadets who were mowed down by that guy that nobody on the national level really picked up when he ran over 25 young people who are trying to get into law enforcement. That wasn't even picked up nationally, but we spent more time on that.
Yeah.
But with a story like this, I think it's important for all of us to talk about motivations. I think what's a disgrace is that the media and our elected politicians try to assign a narrative to shootings, that if those shootings don't fit that narrative, then they move on. For instance, the shooter at the gay nightclub, they wanted that guy to be a Trump supporter. They wanted him to be a MAGA hat wearing guy. And when he wasn't, now people aren't really talking about it the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I think the story in Virginia is going to go away because I think you're going to find out that maybe there was something gang related or something going on in that store that was probably not, again, fitting the narrative that the media likes. And it's stupid because we should be focused focusing on each one of these shootings. Where did we go wrong? Where did our system fail? How does this happen? And it's like, oh, we only want to talk about the ones that we can link to someone we don't like. And it's nonsense. I don't know if you heard some of the witnesses in the store, but I mean, it was almost like there was a lack of regard for life from this one guy who was like, wow, he just started dumping on us. I crawled out of the room and I was just trying to get my snacks. I just wanted to get my snacks. So I don't know what was going on, what the focus was.
In Colorado Springs, the suspect's name is Anderson Lee Aldrich. And apparently his father thought that his son was dead.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. This case, this guy, not to make any excuses for anybody, because criminal behavior, criminals, and he's a murderer, he needs to be held to the highest account.
Right.
But if you really dig into what was going on in this kid's life, first of all, you have his parents who have failed him, and then the system failed, all of us. His mother, I guess he was raised mostly by his maternal grandmother. Mm-hmm. He changed his name because he wanted separation from his father. His father was a porn star and an MMA fighter. Mm-hmm. His mother was, I guess, in and out of trouble with the law. She was picked up for arson, but then they moved the charge down to criminal.
How does anybody have a chance when you come out of the loins of people like that?
And then you find out he was bullied, that there was some community of people on YouTube calling him a gay Asian. And this is not, look, people deal with hard stuff their whole life, and don't do this kind of stuff. But then he makes criminal threats against his mother, and the DA in Colorado drops the case against him, even though his whole town was evacuated because they thought he was making a bomb. Had this DA actually prosecuted him for those charges, he wouldn't have been able to get a gun because, oh, we actually have rules in place that work. It's just nobody ever wants to use them. The red flag law would have been hit, but the DA didn't prosecute or didn't even try. So that's just failure on failure. It's frustrating.
And then there's the 30-year-old man who was killed, the Oklahoma sheriff's deputy, who was wounded during the shooting on Thanksgiving in Oklahoma, up in the northwest corner of the state. So there's this stuff going on. Even though there's a holiday and we'd like a rest from this sort of thing, it seems that we don't have rest from it. So number seven, number six, both on the story list here, sort of combined for your consideration. Coming up in a moment or two, some comments from social media about the issues of the week. It's 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol. Dendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the review, the weekly review that we have, Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, and late of the DJV program and the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Jay Kirshner, who is in wholeheartedly in these discussions every day that we have about what's going on in the world. I'm really surprised in looking at the comments from social media. Most of the questions and answers are about Black Friday and Donald Trump. How come nobody is writing or talking about Todd and Julie Crisley being convicted? Are they going to go to jail in the same cell? Will they be in the same cell?
They'll probably. I would imagine what they've done for a lot of other married celebrities is one person serves their time and then the other person serves their time. Although there are different reports that Savannah Crisley is going to be taking over custody of her younger brother and then her niece, who the Crisleys have custody over. So it's going to be interesting.
Tax evasion.
Can I ask
bank
you a
fraud.
Question? Jay, you can tell me. What are these people, how are they famous? I mean, I know they have a reality show, but what's their
story? Yeah, it's one of those
story?
Things that they're kind of in the camp of famous for being famous. I think it was a realtor, and people just thought they were funny and were like, hey, you should have a TV show, and they pitched it or something.
I don't see anything funny about him. I watched that a little while. He looks like he's a complete dud, and I don't know what her appeal is. Anyway, all right, just a quickie. Let's get to the question about Black Friday shopping. What are people saying about the pursuits on Black Friday?
Yeah, are you doing it or not? John Ackerman says, usually I avoid retail on Black Friday, but my coffee maker died, and I don't want to wait until Saturday to replace it. So watch out, crowds. Here I come.
Great. All right. What else?
Daniel Erskine says, I've already done my cyber shopping, at least most of it. Terry Seavey says, shop on small business on Saturday, which, hey.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hello. Yes. Right.
And Susan Nelson says, no way, with a whole bunch of O's and Y's.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, not these days, all the craziness of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's always un-American in my mind to go shopping or buy things. I know, Jennifer, you become an un-American because you do a lot of your stuff before Thanksgiving. It just seems to take, look at me. Am I a good example? No, because I don't shop whether it's online or in the store.
I've been trying to get it. My mom's having a surgery on the 5th, and so I've been trying to get all of my stuff done for the holidays before, which has been a crunch. So I'm going to actually try to wrap and stuff this weekend and see where I am.
Nah.
Usually I'm so organized. I'm putting everything on the list, and now I've been picking things up willy-nilly. But I miss shopping in the store, actually.
There you go. All right, next question.
So much stress when you get a head start on all of this, because it is like a whiplash from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Hanukkah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, should he be banned? Why is he back on Twitter, et cetera? What are people saying there?
Yeah, and should other people who were banned, should they come back? Donald Trump has been permitted to be back on Twitter. He still has yet to tweet. He has said he has no real interest, so it'll be interesting to see if he does do anything when he starts really with that push for his run for presidency. Mel Dixon says, I'm only on Facebook, so I personally don't care. That was a lot of the commentary.
I'm with that, yeah.
Diana Julian says, I thought Trump said he didn't want to go back on Twitter. He said he's got a good thing going with his Truth Social or whatever.
Okay.
We have Corinne Neal who says, let people tweet what they want, how they want, and if it's anything that doesn't follow Twitter's guidelines, then there should be some kind of warning attached to the tweet. They're already doing something like that for some of the tweets anyway. And people need to stop making such a big deal. Some people in the world are awful. That's
much
what it
a deal.
Is. Get over
it. Yeah. All right. Much to do about nothing. Deborah Nay, what'd she say?
Deborah Nay says, why do people care so much? Follow or don't follow. Use Twitter or don't use Twitter.
Stop Thank you.
And control what other people say. They don't reflect who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. Only you do.
Amen to that. Yep. GoodDayShow.com is where you find a lot of these comments. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, 28 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States will send Ukraine another $400 million in military aid from U.S. stockpiles as Russia's war on the country reached its ninth month. The new package will include 150 heavy machine guns with special thermal imagery sights to take out attack drones that Russia bought from Iran and have been deploying against civilian infrastructure in recent months. Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. Heavy rain today in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans. The same storm will also deliver lots of snow in parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top stories from the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com, and you can comment on any of the things not only going on conversationally here during this program. Some of you hear our Good Day program during the week as well. Hopefully that's the case with most of you. Social media connections on Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day on Air. You can get the Good Day download every week. So if you don't hear the program, you can hear the download at gooddayshow.com each day at the end of the program. For example, we were on the air live this week on Thanksgiving, as we are most holidays, with the exception of Christmas and New Year's. I gave into that because many years, Jennifer, we've done Good Day on Christmas and New Year's. And so I guess I'm getting accent slack in my old age under the circumstances. I'd rather be on the air.
You're prioritizing what's important.
Really? Okay. Good to know. Number four this week on our story list has to do with Mr. Musk and Twitter Elon Musk says he's going to begin restoring previously banned Twitter accounts next week. A lot of attention, as we've already mentioned here in the countdown of the review, has been on Donald Trump and whether he goes back on Twitter or not. Sounds like a lot of people don't care. But is that going to be the case when you look at all of these moves to undo the policy of permanently suspending people who violate the rules? Are the rules supposed to be changing? Is Musk going to change the rule? He's giving general amnesty to suspended accounts. That's how it's coming across anyway.
Suspended accounts were so one-sided. That's what's so annoying about this.
Right.
Is that you can have the Ayatollah in Iran, who is literally a terrorist and killing his own people, and he still can be on Twitter, but Donald Trump can't be on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or for instance, Juanita Broderick, like, why would they even care about bringing her off of Twitter because she had harsh words and still does for the Clintons? Mm-hmm. I mean, just weird stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the thing, is that if Twitter is a private company and they should have their own terms and service contract with their people, but that should be clearly stated to the people that sign up for Twitter, what's appropriate, what's not, and they need to either go after everybody, even handedly, mm-hmm. or they need to just let everybody back on the platform. So I think Elon, with a new start, should let everybody back on. So here's our terms and conditions. This is the only way you can get suspended. And then go from there. Like, enough with the banning, especially
well, there was
when you
a
find
poll.
Out the
well,
White House
picking
was,
and choosing is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
The poll that was conducted on Twitter on Thanksgiving Day, there were 3 million votes that were used to come up with the results here. 72% of those voting in the poll said they were in favor of amnesty. 27% said no. So there you go. It shows you two-thirds or more were for the amnesty. Let's just move on. I don't know that it's clear yet how Musk and the team is going to sort out which accounts. Is Musk got nothing better to do than sit there and look individually at these accounts? And figure out who, I would think a guy that runs a space company and a car company would be a little busy to be looking at individual tweets. Right, wouldn't you think?
Well, I think he's got people and algorithms that do that, yes.
Ah, okay.
But Elon also says, I mean, you know, my job is to tweet now, so he's been doing it. He's been tweeting a lot.
Yeah. All right. So one of the people banned was Marjorie Taylor Greene. Is she still in the apple of Trump's eye for vice president? What do you think? Come on.
I don't think she's a candidate for vice president. No.
No.
I think she's made a deal with Kevin McCarthy, though, because Kevin McCarthy needs almost every Republican to help him become Speaker of the House. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, has been saying he needs to be tougher. And he's been pretty tough this week. And
an example of that?
Saying that he's, and I love this, by the way, that he's going to go to the border and that he's going to hold hearings on immigration when Republicans are in the lead to figure out why the border is wide open. And they're going to hold the hearings on the border to force Democrats to actually see what's going on, because many of them won't travel to the border to check it out. So that's one. He's talking about removing people from their committee assignments. I think that's a really bad precedent, but someone like Eric Swalwell should be gone because he was compromised by a Chinese spy. He had a romantic relationship, and now he sits on the Intelligence Committee when he wouldn't even qualify for clearance, security clearance. So there are certain things he's been talking about that I think are kind of on the money.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see where that goes. Anyway, that's more on number four. We have our favorite focus when you're with us, Donald Trump. Couple of things. He's number two this week on the story list, and he's number two this week on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. One of the things that people took note of this week was the suit. The New York Adult Survivors Act has taken effect, and so Donald Trump has been sued for allegedly raping this woman in the 1990s. What's her name? E. Jean Carroll. Mm-hmm. 78 years old, the first one to sue under the Adult Survivors Act. So where is this going to go? Just yet another thing.
This woman has levied these charges, but there just hasn't been enough, like, of anything to make it happen. And so,
but does it fall into the same category, you know, all the things that were said about Chris Noth and all the things that were said about what's his face and others who have been accused of illicit sexual stuff, things. They have lost their jobs and their position in society. So there have been accusations against Trump for years. How come he hasn't been eliminated from society's discussion? Is there is this a double standard?
I think that there are a lot of people who don't like Donald Trump and want to take him down. I also don't want to deny women's stories. I just think that if you are going to come forward, and unfortunately this happens, you know, when you're trying to come forward 30 or 40 years after something happens, what kind of evidence do you have? Because you can't just expect the world to stop if you don't have a lot of evidence. And that's just the unfortunate thing. So, I don't know. These types of things are pretty messy. I tend to look at the timing of them. You know, as to how she popped up in 2016, now she's popping up again in 2022.
But that's not my point. When you look at the careers of a lot of people who have been well-known, who have been accused of stuff, and yet there's nothing that comes after it, there's not one bit of information. Chris Noth was accused, and that was it.
And
that's
been
well over a year ago.
The record.
Nothing.
I know, that's so infuriating. You're right,
right
about that.
Yeah. So if it happened to him and he lost his career as an actor, why doesn't Trump have... Why is it that there's a double standard?
He's still there. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Although I think in many cases it's the backbone. You know, Trump just doesn't let it drive him away.
Well,
whereas maybe, you know, others just let them go away because it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see. There's the business of Trump and what happens. What I didn't say that I probably should have said with regard to him being reinstated is what impact it will have on income at Twitter, because some of the civil rights groups are going around to advertisers on Twitter and saying, how dare you advertise on Twitter if Trump is back? And this is a private concern. You know what? You can say what you want, but the intimidation stuff is really getting old. And I know that, feeling that as an advertiser, you know, I'm in the advertising business here, and not that I have stuff that's on the air for the most part that people are going to want to boycott, but if I did have a strong opinion about stuff, you know, I've said things. We're back to advertising My Pillow products. And so I get criticized for doing that. How dare you? That guy is a Trump supporter. Well, you know what? I don't really care whether he's a Trump supporter or not. There is information there. There are 1,500 people that work in that plant. And I feel like the stuff's all made in America. So that's sort of in my wheelhouse. I'll promote that.
People don't have to buy it.
No.
If you don't want to.
Don't
want to
buy it? Don't buy it.
Mike Lindell could spew anything he wants. Those pillows are dang good. I like those My Pillows.
Yeah,
and
right.
I always have liked their products. So if you like them because they're good, great. And if you don't want to buy because of politics, then you have the right to do that.
Well, if you do, you can go to MyPillow.com, look at the things in the catalog, and buy them using the discount code DS. How about that for excitement? All right, more from the ladies of the day here on the Talk Radio You in a matter of moments.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Time to think about My Pillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on My Pillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel. and it still provides you that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com. Not to get stuck on the MyPillow stuff, but Jennifer and Jay were just talking about something that happened this week. The fact that Elon Musk was asking about MyPillow. Are they really that good?
Because somebody was,
what did Lindell do?
I guess Mike Lindell was off Twitter. Maybe Elon was asking it to bring him back on. And they're like, people are going after him about MyPillow. And he said, is it really that good? So Mike Lindell hears about this and sent a huge box of MyPillows to Elon Musk. And
really?
Hey, that's just a smart business move. You know, somebody with his power talking about your product, send away.
Exactly. Bing, bang, boom. Okay, so the Thanksgiving holiday number 10, I'm looking for a list of leftovers that are on that are in your refrigerator, Jennifer, and Jay, your refrigerator. What leftovers do you have, and do you care? We might as well, in terms of this holiday weekend, what are some of the things you do with turkey, with cranberry sauce, with mashed potatoes, stuffing? What do you do?
Continue eating it. The stuffing and the gravy, those are my big, like, I will eat it until it is completely gone, or at least I hit 4 days post.
And then that's it.
Yeah, I think cut off.
We're going to have a little day, too, I think. Probably Friday nights we spend usually with my parents, and so I think that'll be left overnight. No DoorDash, no cooking. I think we're going to do left.
I'm looking at recipes for turkey frittatas. I'm trying to remember what a frittata is.
What's eggs.
Okay.
I have a weird thing about chicken or turkey with eggs. Mixing nature way too close.
It's like making a waffle with a turkey. People have chicken waffles.
Chicken and waffles,
turkey waffles. Unga bunga. No, thank you. And this, by the way, you'll be interested to know, this past week was the biggest week ever for the sale of Tupperware.
Got to put that stuff somewhere.
Exactly. There it is. I think one of the good news stories of the week, we were talking about earthquakes. The earthquake in Indonesia that killed 270 people. The earthquake. Did you feel the earthquake in Southern California the other day, Jennifer? Didn't quite get up to L.A.
Nope, I didn't feel it.
Down in Palm Springs and those areas down there. Anyway, a six-year-old boy was pulled from the debris of the earthquake that hit Indonesia. This young fellow was under the rubble and had survived for over a day in a small village. Isn't that amazing? How do you think, with all that stuff on top of what, you know, when the earthquake happens, you know this from your experiences in L.A., Jennifer, when the bridges collapsed in the Northridge.
There was a Northridge earthquake. There was a Whittier earthquake. That was really sizable. Yeah, Northridge was the big one.
The stuff that comes down, the concrete and the debris, has to fall in just the right way for somebody like this to survive.
Yeah, you create an air pocket.
Yeah, right, and that's what happens. So that's a real miracle. You talk about Thanksgiving miracles or holiday miracles. That's an example of it, because there were about 2,000 people or more that had been hurt, 61,000 people displaced there. There were 56,000 houses that were damaged or destroyed, because they don't have the same, you know, it has more of an impact there because they don't have the same quality standards for building. All right, ladies, we'll take a pause here. It's 10 before the hour. 50 minutes past on the countdown overview.
Airline.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our friend Nick Miles, who runs his website, rautoexpert.com, one of the most sought-after experts in the automobile business, always is on top of all of the news, including the Tesla recalls, not like Elon Musk just has Donald Trump on his mind, apparently. And a resentment is building up over the low inventories at dealers' lots. We'll talk about that. And Jeep with its new electric Wagoneer. But that's just not, those words shouldn't even be in the same sentence. All right. We'll get to that in a moment. Slowly but surely, things are coming back to normal as the effects of the pandemic ease. That includes Black Friday deals on your next car. So listen up, everybody. Here's Andy Solomon with some good news.
Unlike this time last year, the inventory of new cars is slowly climbing, but still below pre-pandemic levels. And with Black Friday upon us, there are deals to be had, like 0% financing, thousands of dollars off, and no payments for 90 days. Allison Harwood, senior editor for Kelley Blue Book.
If you aren't comfortable going to the dealership, KBB.com has you covered with our dealer home services to do your research, book test drives, and take local delivery.
But if you do plan to go to the dealership on Black Friday, be prepared for longer than normal waits as they sanitize vehicles and safely work with customers.
One thing that stands out this year is that many manufacturer websites are prominently disclosing that dealers set their own prices and deals. Another tip is that it pays to come with a pre-approval for financing or a loan in hand for the car you want, which is something you can easily do online.
To learn more about Black Friday car deals, visit KBB.com.
All right, so that's a lead into our discussion about the low inventories and the prices that are crazy. Apparently, J.D. Power has done a study, and the survey suggests not only resentment, but, you know, at some point, things have to get back to normal. I know my friend who has 24 car dealerships now. There are a couple of companies that are still finding it tough to provide the number of cars that people want to buy. The sales satisfaction index is pretty low. So what?
Unhappy buyer.
Yeah, well, they're not happy because they can't get what they want, and if they can, they have to pay through the nose for it. It's all the old supply and demand. Two-thirds of the people who were surveyed say that they are sick of this because they're never going to get the money back sooner or later. The car is not going to be worth what's being paid for it today. So what?
It's a tough one because you don't know if the car companies are actually responsible or if somebody down the chain is responsible. But, I mean, the ultimate thing is companies are making more profit now than they ever have.
Yeah.
And I know that some people have genuine problems. I mean, Nissan haven't been able to get many of their Arias or their Zs out. You know, they were brand new cars. They haven't been able to find the bits they need to sell those. But there's certain things, and China may be a red flag state, because a lot of the stuff that end up being bought from them, like the screens and chips and things like that, they seem to be the problems. Yet car companies are walking away with, you know, 30% more profit last year. So something in the state of Denmark does stink slightly heavily.
Yes. All right. The Tesla back-to-back recalls, thousands of vehicles. The people who own them have been notified about these recalls. So what? They're like hundreds of thousands of them, it looks like here. I'm looking at the model
80,000 software.
Yeah, so the
software in Teslas has always been a huge problem. And one of the things that most people don't know is that it has these incredible autonomous driving features, but they seem to quite regularly run into the back of fire trucks. If you see see any of the stats from the government of these sort of semi-autonomous or autonomous cars that are running on the roads, Tesla makes up the majority of the accidents, which is a bit of a red flag for me.
Right.
The software, a big problem for them. And the worst thing that Elon does is put things together. You should always be careful with somebody who is kind of like his personality with a factory. Yeah, the technology is great, but they've been awfully poorly put together. And
I wouldn't own one of these damn things for love nor money. I think they're cheap crap. He'd be paying more attention to this stuff than whether Donald Trump is on Twitter or not. But anyway, who knows? Under the circumstances, it is time for us to say goodbye till next week. Yeah. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com, the car report here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.